Happy Father's Day to all you wonderful fathers out there. I'm Twanda Black. Joining me this morning, spokesperson Kevin Ashford. He is owner of Catered Cakes. But this morning, he's talking about the Family Food Fest Atlanta for all you great dads out there. How are you doing this morning?
And Twanda, I am doing so well today. I am excited.
Yes, we're getting close. Yes, we're here. And it's time to do some tasting. I mean, there's so much food here. But first of all, tell us about Family Food Fest Atlanta, what it is, and how long it's been in existence.
Okay, Family Food Fest is in its second year, and it was created to provide a multicultural celebration of Father's Day, bringing families together in a fun and energetic atmosphere where cooks, chefs, caterers, restaurants, and everyday dads will be there displaying their culinary talents. A few female chefs will be there as well and being featured. So we're all about showing what you can do and having folks taste it and enjoying the activities and the event itself. It's going to be fun.
You know, we always talk about it's so good to have a man that can cook. I mean, you know, that's just like a joy.
Absolutely.
And then you go into this environment and there are all these different men from different walks of life who can throw down. And the food is fabulous.
Yes, it's been great every year. And like I said, every year people step it up and bring new ideas, new cuisines, stuff that's both fun for you but also healthy for you.
So
we want to make sure we cover all the gamuts there.
That's right. That's right. There's going to be silent auction items that I am in love with always as a travel agent. You're talking about 4 days, 3 nights at Breezes All-Inclusive Resort in Nassau, Bahamas. I stayed there. It is fabulous.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
oh,
did
wow.
I? Did
yeah,
I?
That's one of our big ticket items. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we have that along with round-trip airline tickets that we're going to be auctioning off, you know, tickets to the Braves, Atlanta Dream, as well as Embassy Suite Hotel, limousine rides and everything else like that. So we're going to have quite a few things for the patrons to take part in when they come.
You got a kids zone?
Yes, we do. We're there for the whole family.
Yeah,
so the
kids
zone is there to keep the kids occupied while mom and dad or whoever wants to go and taste food. You know, when they get tired, they want to have something to do. It's going to be cotton candy, face painting, caricature drawings. We're going to have hula hoops,
double dutch,
and all kinds of stuff.
So. I love it. And you did cover the bases because what is an event for families if you don't talk about health? One of our biggest issues, especially in our community, is our health. So you have a health pavilion.
Absolutely. Like I said, we love to eat, but sometimes we don't pay attention to what we eat and why we eat it. And so in doing so, we want to bring in that component. Visions, Inc. is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and they're going to be focusing on eradication of health disparities in the inner city communities through the free health screenings. And in this health pavilion, they're going to be doing blood pressure and cholesterol testing, testing for cystic fibrosis, sickle cell, HIV, obesity, and a whole bunch of other things. So you get to taste the food, understand what you're eating, but also understand how it affects you.
Right. That is wonderful. Now, you've got some fantastic guest hosts this year.
Yes. We have actress Kim Fields and her husband, actor Christopher Morgan. Of course, your very own Art Terrell
is
going to be there. And he always does a great job with us. We love Art. Egypt Sherrod, HGTV Property Virgin. She's the host, real estate author, and speaker. And her husband, DJ Fidel, will be on the ones and twos, making sure everybody's entertained and moving and grooving while we're there.
All right. Rick Joyner is going to be your master of ceremonies throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
He's Sheraton Broadcasting. And then you have some, you know, some fairly well-known chefs here.
Oh, yeah. We like to do it. Like I said, some of the guys like to hide in the shadows. Then we got some guys who like to really come out and show their thing. So we have Chef Howard Warren. He's executive chef at Kroger. Chef Juan Montier, he's with us this year, and he's going to be doing some great things with Maki. So that's going to be great. Chef Idris Muhammad, he's going to have a sheet crab soup. It's been a winner.
He's with the Commerce Club.
Yes, he's the Commerce Club. And then Chef Ashley Keys, who's with Choices for Kids. She's going to be there also helping do some things along with our Creole Culinary Club. Chef James Lestrap, Arthur Hebert, and Chef Barnaby. So just, and Raul Thomas, too. Can't forget it. We have a Latin component. So, like, see, we like to bring it all. We got the Cajun, we got the Latin, we got the Asian, we got all kind of stuff going on.
The restaurants that are going to participate this year.
Gus's Fried Chicken. Mm-hmm. It's going to be there. Gus has been voted one of the top Atlanta fried chicken for restaurants here. Kroger Catering, Waffle House, always been a big staple with us, mm-hmm. as well as Q Time Restaurant from the West End.
Oh, yeah,
Atlanta.
Good food.
Oh, yeah, there's some good stuff.
There's going to be judging here to see, you know, who's going to bring it the best. And you have some celebrity judges as well.
Yes, we do. We have Brian Jones, Atlanta Yelp, mm-hmm. elite member and foodie. He's going to be doing it. Chris Cocktails Cornell, you know, owner of E-Period LLC. Mm-hmm. He's definitely going to be doing his thing. Rodney Ho, entertainment writer for the AJC.
I know.
Access Atlanta. Yeah, Rodney likes to do it up, man. He does a great job for us, and we'd love to have Rodney come out and do it. Then we have Chef L.A. Brown, executive chef and owner of The Artistry.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be doing it up. We have, like I said, quite a few people going to make sure that the food is not only tasting good, but let the folks know that it tastes good.
That's right. And this is the best of the best.
Absolutely.
I love that. So talk about for a moment where folks can get tickets. I mean, the event is today. So do they need to go to any of these ticket outlets, or can they get the tickets at the door?
They can get the tickets at the door. If they go online, they still can get tickets and just print it, mm-hmm. the tickets and come on out. Mm-hmm. We love to have them there. But they can also get tickets at the door. We'll have ATM machine available for those who want to get tickets on site, you know, be able to purchase a credit mm-hmm. card and everything else like that. But mm-hmm. they can definitely get more information by visiting our website at www.familyfoodfestatlanta.com. They'll have more information on there as well. And they can email us at familyfoodfestatlanta@gmail.com. Now, you know, if they want to call us, you know, last minute, get some questions, mm-hmm. find out exactly some things we were doing, they can reach us at 404-344-6594. Like I said, we'll be there at the Georgia Freight Depot. That's at 65 MLK Jr. Drive, Southeast in Atlanta, Georgia, downtown, right across from the Old State Capitol and by the Underground Atlanta. Should I say Old Underground Atlanta, mm-hmm. as well as the Old World of Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Yeah, right there.
From 3 to 6 p.m., so after church, you don't have to cook.
No.
Come and enjoy this bonanza of food, because it is going to be off the chain, right?
Yeah, and actually, a lot of fathers think they need to cook on Father's Day. Mm-mm. Take a break, guys. You know, ladies, the mothers and the wives, take a break. Bring the guys on down, and you all come on down as well with the kids and enjoy Family Food Fest Atlanta.
That's right.
Everything you can imagine. It's going to be a fun environment. We have entertainment. We're going to have salsa dancing. We're going to have David Lewis from America's Got Talent.
He is so good. Oh, my God. I heard him at another event I did. This guy's great.
Oh, he's awesome.
He is.
He is so awesome. And like I said, so he's going to be there, and we're going to have a great old time. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we have some honorary chairs who are going to be there as well. Congressman John Lewis has always been a staple with us. We love to have him here. We have Helen Ho, Rodney's wife. Mm-hmm. She's the executive director of the Asian Americans Advancing Justice. Lance Robertson, executive director of Black Latino Council. Con Jackson is going to be there. Mike Anderson, president of Georgia Power Foundation. And Carlton Williamson, he's the senior vice president of Waffle House. Like I said, Waffle House brings it mm-hmm. every year, mm-hmm. and they're going to make sure it's really done right. And Myrna White, she's a honorary chair, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hartsville Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Dorch.
Tommy Dorch, you got a TWD.
Yes.
So we have the guys coming out, and like I say, and Sheriff Ted Jackson's going to be out there as well with us.
Okay.
Cooking and going to be honorary chair, so we're glad to have him out there.
Yeah, you also got Pastor Antonio Grissom, who is an honorary chair, Dr. Aldwan Tart, Mauli Davis, and Robert Bozeman from the Bozeman Law. From Bozeman,
you got
Law.
It. And they're going to be part of a panel discussion as well on relationships.
Ooh.
And it's not just about, you know, adult relationships. It's mm-hmm. about relationships with the family.
Yeah.
How do we get our families back together and celebrate around not only food, but just around the table and talk and get to know each other better? We seem to have lost that. So we want to bring that whole family
fractured environment
back.
Yeah, it's very fractured. People don't sit down and have dinner or anything with their kids anymore. So when the kids start going their way, they really don't know their kids.
Right, and then they're trying to figure out why.
What happened?
How can we
right.
get them?
What happened?
We can't let them go too far. You know, we've
right.
got to stay close.
Right.
But I'll tell you, Tawanda, none of this is possible without any of our sponsors.
Yes,
like
you have
we
great
have
sponsors.
To at least talk about them mm-hmm. because, like I said, they make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
We have WSVTV, mm-hmm. the Family Project, you know, the Kroger, Southwest Airlines, Northside Hospital, American Signature Furniture, excuse me, the AJC, Fulton County, Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority, Delta Airlines, MARTA, Georgia Power, Waffle House, of course, you guys, Kiss 104 FM. We have Signal Outdoors, Upscale Magazine, BE Magazine, Coca-Cola, and a number of other sponsors who've been really committed to helping make this a fun event for everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you will, for a moment, now, are you going to be on deck with cater cakes?
I will be on deck. I'm going to make a signature cake for the event.
Ooh.
But I may have cater cakes. Who knows? I can't talk trash and then don't bring it, right?
That's right.
I'm going to have some cater cakes out there for this, the guests to taste. Yeah, I'll commit to that.
So what's the signature cake? What are you going to be doing?
Say again?
What's the signature cake?
We have a key lime cake that we do.
Amazing.
And
so
it's
good.
With a nice, rich cream cheese icing. And like I said, we may mix that up and do a little bit of play with our red velvet, too, which is very tasty. So
I fell in love with key lime cake some years ago.
That's one of our best cakes.
I try not to touch it now because that's the cake that will just make you blow everything, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to have to bring it because, you know, you put it out there. So I'm going to have to put it out there and bring it as well.
How are you going to come and not have cake?
Yeah, absolutely. Let them eat cake, right?
So, Kevin, at Catered Cakes, is it just cakes? Do you only do cakes?
We do cakes and different types of desserts, upscale desserts. Like, we do a lot of New Orleans-style bread puddings. We do different mousses, cupcakes, and variations like that. And we try to define things that are signature that people enjoy. So, we're not strictly cakes, but we do focus on a lot of cakes for weddings and different activities as well. But
how did you start your business?
Our business got started just by having fun. We went out to an event, a tasting event, similar to what we're doing with Family Food Fest. And I had some desserts out, and I did a raspberry white chocolate cheesecake. And I was sampling it out, and people started asking, do you sell this? And the light went off, and I was like, yep, I sure do. Let's see where this goes. And it blossomed into, you know, just creating more items for sale. And then eventually we just created a business around it. And like I say, we started branching out to things that are beyond cheesecake and different types of cakes and things like that. So, and we even, like I say, we have a king cake that we do, New Orleans-style king cake. And I have to bring my roots back into play. So we try to do a little bit of something that pleases everybody's palate.
So who started you baking?
My mom and my dad both cooked at home. And I think that plus the fact that I was in 4-H, and I went to a small town, right during high school, and I had a chance to really play around with some things. And then I went to school at LSU and worked in the cafeteria system and got a chance to learn a little bit more about what it was. And after that, my brother and I, we just started having fun in the kitchen and just took it on to the next level.
Wow, that's great, Kevin. Any books in the works? That's what you need to do.
I know people have been chiding me for a long time about creating a recipe book or publishing something. So we're working on that for the end of the year just to get some recipes out.
That would be
great.
And
a small publication. And we'll see how it goes from there. Just keep working.
And you know that, you know, when you do that, get ready because then the world is, you know, right at your doorstep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like I said, to whom much is given, much is required. So I've been blessed with some talent, and I'm going to try to use it and bring some joy to folks as well.
That is so awesome. Now, let's give the details on the Family Food Fest celebration today.
Yes. Okay, so again, it is today from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Georgia Freight Depot. It's located at 65 MLK Jr. Drive, downtown Atlanta. You can go and visit our website at familyfoodfestatlanta.com or email us at familyfoodfestatlanta@gmail.com. You can also call us at 404-344-6594. And it's easy to access us. We'll be there by the old Underground Atlanta at the building with the whales. A lot of people recognize it as the signature building. And again, you can get there and come on in and just have a great time with us from 3 to 6 p.m.
Absolutely. It's going to be great. Moms, you don't need to cook for Dad today. Dad, you don't need to grill today. You need to go on down and just taste this variety of food. It's going to be a great time. You can bring the kids. That's why they call it Family Food Fest.
Absolutely.
Bring the family. Bring the family. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. Kevin Ashford. And Kevin, by the way, just as an aside, tell folks how they can read more about Catered Cakes.
They can visit us on the web at www.cateredcakes.com. www.pinterestmedia.com. We're also on social media, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, cool. all the like. And they can get all the information from our website as well.
Okay. All right. Kevin Ashworth talking about the Family Food Fest today from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Georgia Freight Depot. Thank you so much for joining us.